Okay. Welcome to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Clint Ruckus.
And I'm Christian Dinsberger.
And we're going to be time boxed today because I have a critical update. So we have 12 minutes and 28 seconds counting down. So Dan is sick today.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get right back into it. This is our April Fool's Day recap.
Yeah.
So on Channel 9, we had a form quality filter.
Which was awesome.
Which was awesome. So you had two different answers. You could two different equations you had answered. They both had the same solution. The first one was actually, I believe, lambda calculus.
Yeah.
And the second one was it's calculus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was very interesting having some of my old coworkers go, "What the heck did you guys do? This isn't funny." The irony was the answer was 9.
Yeah.
Which was kind of straightforward because we're Channel 9.
Which the cool thing about it was, like, Jamie on the forum, he's like a designer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's not like the guy who's much into math. He's just like, this is Channel 9, so let's try 9. It worked. And the first time I came on the page, actually, JavaScript was slow to load, so I didn't even see it.
a couple times it did pop up, but yeah. It was one of those things. I mean, this was done by one of the devs, Joff, very, very last second, and we added in, tested, got it up.
It was awesome. I really loved it. It was a great thing.
So what's next?
Yeah, the next one is the thing on XKCD, where they actually put on a Unix command prompt, because, you know, they are geeky, so yeah, why not, right? It was really awesome because you could go in and just do like a dir on a less, right?
Yeah, messing with it, and a lot of the commands, however, didn't seem to work.
No, they just had like implemented some basic commands like ls and cd. You could like change to a directory, which meant the website would open behind the directory. So they opened their block and their, you know, comic and stuff. So
now the cool thing though was JavaScript. I thought it was Flash, but then
I thought it's Silverlight actually. But they actually did all in JavaScript, which is pretty nice because it seems that, you know, it felt like a real command line, although it's everything.
Yeah.
It was cool. I liked it.
Okay, so now the YouTube ASCII prank, which I thought was pretty funny. Someone sent us, there's a video of this guy, I think it was like Russian, where he's like the coming home and all, it's just like this humming guy, and they sent it in the text P. And I was like, what the heck is this? It was even weirder than the first time I saw the video.
You know, I was going to YouTube because I didn't know actually about that it had this text P thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there and I just came in and looked at the video. I was like, oh, you know, seems like people ask here a lot, and it showed up, you know. I was like, what's going on? You know what I mean?
You accepted that someone uploaded it.
Yeah, accepted the fact, you know.
Yeah.
But then I was like browsing around, I was like, why is everything like that?
Yeah, now the interesting thing though is they explain how they did it also.
Yeah. So it's pretty nice. They leveraged some of their technology and they took them only a few.
Ayo.
So, yeah, anyway, and we got more time now.
Yeah, I know. We have an hour.
So then
this will become the April Fool's Charles video this week on Channel 9.
So the interesting thing is they took actually some of their existing technology, and they said it's actually pretty simple because they just overlaid it over the existing video, so it's more like a filter they put on top of it.
Yeah.
So which seems it's straightforward approach. They also said, like, most often they had, like, problem that M would show up the most often, like the character.
Yeah.
So they're still like fixing stuff on it. They're still working on it, which is interesting, you know. Seems to be a feature that stays or something, you know.
Now since I run Coding for Fun, there's an interesting thing. We're building out this for XNA, an author of ours, Lewis, I'm going to botch his last name. I don't even attempt his last name now. But he actually, we have the article done, we have the source code done, and then YouTube did this. And I was like, oh.
50 minutes.
Okay, you're going away.
I can keep it there.
Okay. Okay, now this is a Think Geek April Fool's Day joke. They had a programmable tattoo, which greatly amused me.
So the idea, what I saw there is like it's e-paper that you put under your skin. And I used the device that actually, you know, to put it like up the image you wanted, or also no image, you know. It could be that you had like an interview with the company.
Today I feel like flames. tomorrow I think I'm going to have a little princess, maybe a Tinkerbell.
Yeah, or I have my list of your stuffed groceries I want to buy, you know.
Ooh. think about the cheating possibilities for students.
It's awesome. Sad it didn't work out, you know, it's not a real product.
Well, the cool thing about ThinkGeek is half the time, they'll like, when it's a more realistic product, mm-hmm. like they had once an 8-bit tie, mm-hmm. and it became a real product.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I think this one has issues to be implemented, but, like, yeah. you know, that makes sense. This one has even bigger issues to be a product.
canned unicorn meat.
Yeah.
It's spam/dog food.
Yeah. And you know,
with glitter.
Yeah, you know what's the glitter? It's the horn. Like, they said, like, when the unicorn gets old,
okay.
it actually, the horn turns into sugar. So they put it in there, like,
okay.
a special taste, you know?
The one of KFC's ingredients, unicorn meat.
It's awesome.
So, matchmaking for Blizzard, I believe this was Blizzard, or it is Blizzard Battle.net.
Yeah.
So they came up with basically a Match.com clone where it's like, I'm looking for this, you know, a Psy alien that's a level 60 and is a space cowboy.
Yeah.
And you click find now, and then it actually just keeps on processing and processing and processing. So it was great, kind of amusing.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for the nerds that fell for it.
There's probably some people who tried it, you know, and then like, never ends, you know, there's no match. This is awesome. When I watched this, I was like, oh man, this is so awesome. And it doesn't make any sense because it's a chess game for Halo, I think,
Reach.
Right? So what you can do is, like, instead of playing like a real game, you play chess now, right?
Yeah.
And you can also, you can go into the character and like have it like a first person shooter where you, like, when you kick some other guy off the board, right, you would just shoot the guy and stuff. Pretty cool.
It brings chess to the next level.
Yeah, exactly.
For the ADD generation like myself.
Yeah. I wonder if you get the achievements there.
the checkmate achievement?
Yeah. Be awesome.
Now, this is another Blizzard April Fool's Day joke. They have the Extreme Gamer Blanket, mm-hmm. a.k.a. a Snuggie. Mm-hmm.
Do you know why I knew this one is a joke?
Why?
Look at the picture. She's reading the book upside down.
Well, there have been occasional marketing faux pas. So, but yes, this is actually once again a product I could actually see becoming real.
Yeah, actually, so. Yeah, it would be actually awesome, you know. You walk around like one of the visitors in the game.
Okay. So this Pac-Man the movie.
It's about, like, you know, there's so many movies out there but it turned, like, video games into movies, which don't have any plot, because there is no plot in the game. Like a fighting game where there's no plot,
it's like
right?
the Super Mario movie.
Yeah, or like, you know, Street Fighter. There's nothing going on there, right? But they turned it into a movie. So they figured out, well, we could do something for Pac-Man, because there's no real story there.
Yeah.
So why don't we, like, blow it up and have, like, a big, big story about nothing, right? And so this is, like, the trailer that shows, like, a guy who gets, like, trapped into the, you know, maze, and there's like ghosts approaching him, and he's like running and he's drinking stuff, you know, so he gets more power, and it's awesome. it's kind of weird.
Okay, so this is all about we've run out of goods.
Yeah.
Which, that's a serious problem.
Yeah.
So then we came up with the Scott Guid. Mm-hmm. Scott Guid?
Yeah, it's the Scott Guid.
So we append on a couple little things, and, you know, Scott Guthrie, I mean, the guy's amazing, came up with a solution to this problem.
Yeah, and actually, you know what's the coolest part about it? Is, like, the Scott Guid, compared to the other Guids, you can use them everywhere. Like, you can use them to refill your tank for your car, you can buy movie tickets with it, it's everything. You can use it for Twitter and for Facebook.
Ooh.
It does everything.
I mean, who wouldn't use a 20 character long pass or GUID? I do that all the time.
Yeah, I think that's the best way of using it.
Exactly.
It's awesome.
I know. I should that programmable tattoo.
It should be a Scott GUID.
Well, that's how you change stuff.
Yeah.
You'd be like, here's the new Scott GUID, and then and it magically changes.
Yeah.
So this is Phil Hack introduced a new closed sourced viral license. So you know, we're all about the GPL here at Microsoft and the LGPL, mm-hmm. and this just makes it more Microsoft-ish by making it a closed-sourced viral language. Or, yeah, viral license.
The only problem with this one is that when you run any program in your memory with that license, it turns each open source into closed source. Because, like, everything that runs the same time in memory is going to be under this license. So, like, the GPL says, like, if you use the GPL and as part of your code, or, like, use something, then yeah, your code part is also going to be GPL. They changed it so it now everything that runs in memory with, like, this piece of code that's running under this license is also closed.
I love April Fool's Day.
That's awesome.
Comment-driven development, which is by the Swedish MSDN team.
Yeah, and it's really awesome. Because what they do is, like, instead of taking the approach of being engineers,
yep.
you just go to the you have a problem, you go to your search engine, like Bing,
yeah.
search for the problem, take the source code that you find, put it in your application, and comment stuff out as long as it takes until your program runs. And then you solve the problem. So their idea is to actually start putting in comments, which is the comment-driven development, and you, like, remove line by line.
The sad thing is I actually know programmers that work like that.
No, it will never work because you probably comment out the stuff that's required, you know, in the end, too.
I've seen code. It's not pretty. Okay, now we're up for a Picks of the Week. This is by Trossen Robotics. It's it does object tracking, mm-hmm. which they just did this really crazy project, and it was just... It was awesome. Actually, no, I take that back. Pi Robots did it. Mm-hmm. So, honestly, I can't do it justice. So I'm going to recommend everyone go to Trossen Robotics and check out the demo.
Mm-hmm. So what exactly did it do with it? You know that? Did it just track the thing? And
It does, like it says, visual guided grasping and attention switching.
Oh, interesting. That's nice. So my pick of the week is the Content Aware Fill, which is... I saw this and was like, oh, this is magic. This is magic, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, awesome. This is like the holy grail of image processing.
So,
because I did, like, you know, my master's studies was like computer graphics and image processing. And what they do there is actually you mark stuff and you just say, like, remove, you know, that piece from the picture. What they do is they take, like, parts of the image that are next by with, like, a low, you know, they're not so important for the visual eye, and they extend them, you know. It's kind of like the thing that they showed a while back when you could, like, make an image bigger and larger, larger and smaller.
Really quick. Now, the one key thing is this is not an April Fool's joke.
No, it's not, actually.
So this is real.
Yeah,
But there was an April Fool's spoof of this where it was someone did, like, oh, I'm going to have CS5. I have this empty plate, but I really want a sandwich. Content fill. Processes, poof, there's a sandwich.
Well, that's the difference, right? There's removing. This is adding
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have an image where there's some trash, you know, circle it, do the content fill, and it makes it grass again.
Yeah.
So
it's really awesome because I think this is something that, like, right now if you do this manually, it's a lot of work because, like, if you look at the example in this picture here where there's, like, the sky and it has a gradient in, trying to do this manually is like, forget it, you know.
Yeah,
it takes
forever
to actually make sure you fit the exact gradient and everything. And like with grass, with tiny things, it's easy, but because, you know, you can't see it anyway.
Yeah.
But like what they showed in the video is actually they removed all this, like, three part that's on the top left. They removed the whole thing, right? They just circulated it, said, like, fill in, right?
I mean, they did a lot of other cool things with, like I said, the trash. They removed, like, a pole in the image.
They removed also the lens flare, you know, from the.
I was really impressed with it, and now I kind of want CS5.
Yeah, me too. It's really awesome.
So, that's it this week in Channel 9. Let's verify how close I am to this restart window. Yeah. I think this is it. I think we didn't make it, but we still have 48 minutes. So let's start playing some Charles videos here. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Bye, guys.